Now, music and Chris DeRitas. As a DJ at member station KCRW in nearby Santa Monica, Chris listens to probably thousands of new songs each year. And yes, he says, many of them do sound alike. But Mia Doy Todd caught Chris's attention with her rich voice and her attention to lyrics. Here's Chris DeRitas.
Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter Mia Doy Todd has just released a new album. It's called Manzanita, and it's the fifth in a series of her carefully crafted collections of hypnotic and moving songs. On this album, she continues to sing about the everyday and the eternal, sometimes both at once. In a song called The Way, she laments the current U.S. policies in the Middle East. Mia Doy Todd has a unique perspective on the fallout of war. She is a third-generation Japanese-American. Her great-grandparents were born in Japan. Her mother's family was interned at Manzanar, one of 10 relocation camps for Asian-Americans set up by the U.S. government during World War II. But she doesn't harbor resentments. Instead, she embraces her history as a lesson in strength. Her mother went on to become a distinguished U.S. judge. Fascinated by her Japanese heritage, Todd went off to Yale as an East Asian studies major and later went to Japan to study an avant-garde dance form called Onkoko Buto, which she still practices and she says influences her performance style to this day.
My aesthetic, I think, is quite Japanese. There's a lot of negative space. I don't mind things being very slow and somewhat dissonant.
Wordplay is a big part of her lyricism and her appeal. She plays with homonyms, double entendres, and alternate inflections.
I love the English language, and I like to play with it and use it like paint. And I like to shape words and have them turn back in on themselves. So I have a line about this couple kissing, and their tongues find like fitness and infiniteness.
We kiss for the first time, our lips and tongues tied in fitness, infiniteness.
And those kind of things transcend their literal sense. The title of Casanova, it's a play. It's spelled C-A-S-A space N-O-V-A, new house. But it's pronounced Casanova, like a Don Juan type of figure.
I can fall in love again.
By now, you might have noticed the somewhat overpronounced way she sings and the stilted nature of her speaking style. It's no accident.
I studied classical operatic voice training as a teenager, and most people ask me if I came from, I don't know, France, or because I speak English like a second language. In becoming a singer and finding my own voice, my sense of language was really deconstructed, so I enunciate more than most Americans do.
You've caught a lot of heck for that too, haven't you?
I mean, I have. I've been called, mostly people find it pretentious. So they can't sometimes. But my words are most important to me. And I really want them to be understood. So that is why I enunciate.
Personally, I like that I'm able to understand what she's saying in her songs, because if you take the time to listen, you'll be rewarded. Like a Leonard Cohen or Joni Mitchell song, every word and every phrase, every nuance matters. Even the album title has a double meaning. The word itself, manzanita, was initially inspired by a plant that, like her, is native to California.
When the Spanish came to the New World, to here in the Pacific Coast, they found this bush that looked to them like little apple trees, because manzanita means little apple. Manzanita is also a reference to Manzanar, which is the most famous of the relocation camps.
Oh, really?
So Manzanita might also mean a little girl of Manzanar, so that's a side meaning, but it is hidden in there.
Mia Doi Todd, the new album called Manzanita, is just out on Plug Research Records. For NPR News, I'm Chris Derides.